Everybody, Sign Guy and 2T with you on a Buddha special of Turnbuckle Turmoil. Today we have with us a guest who is returning to our show. We've had him on before. Alex, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Well, Alex, welcome back to the show. Alex is the fan from Indianapolis. He is a regular at WCWO events. He's been to the NWA there in Indianapolis. Big fan of the national products as well. And Alex, it's great having you back on the show. How have things been for you since you last were on the program?
It's been going good, being a lot busier, though.
Now, since we last spoke to you, it's been a busy time for professional wrestling in Indianapolis. There's been the launch of the brand new NWA affiliate, NWA Circle City. What do you think of the NWA moving into Indianapolis, Indiana?
Well, I've always been a fan of the NWA. I've been helping a lot with setting up, and I've also helped to try to get the word out. But yeah, I think it's finally here. That's all I can say. Well, it's finally returning. I think it's been here before.
Off and on, it's been in Indianapolis for many, many years, but it had been quite some time since there was an NWA affiliate there. And already off the bat, you've had guys that have held titles in the NWA appear in Indianapolis. Guys like Rikishi and guys like Rob Conway have appeared already, and it's only been going on for a couple of months. What's it like when you have guys that are very high up the ladder in the NWA come out to your hometown of Indianapolis?
Well, I've actually talked to people like Rob Conway. He's pretty nice. About Rikishi, I don't know if being in the WWE got to him because they do pay a lot more there, but it just seemed to me like he was just there for the money.
Looking for the payday, overall, huh?
Yep, overall it's been a pretty cool show.
Now, in Indianapolis as well, of course, WCWO, well-established, they run every Friday. And you had one or two appearances of World's Finest Wrestling in Indianapolis. Been a busy time for the fans checking out all these shows. What do you as a fan think of having all of this wrestling available to you within Indianapolis itself?
That's pretty good. Like I said, I try to go to as much as I can, but sometimes it doesn't work out. Like, I wasn't able to go to World's Finest Wrestling.
Can't hit every show for sure, especially when there's that many going on. Now, as a fan watching all these shows, is it easy for yourself, or is it a little bit hard keeping track of which wrestlers are affiliated with which company, what their roles in each company is, and things of that nature?
Sometimes, I mean, they do share the same wrestlers most of the time. Tom Van Zant, he's been at WCWO. And I've also heard he's been at New Era quite a few times. But they just, it's just like trying to get your name out there.
Tom Van Zant actually worked for several different companies all over the state of Indiana. You're right.
You're not the only one.
Exactly. There's a bunch of them. Now, when you have guys that do cross over for these promotions and they may act differently in one company than they do in a different company, is that something that a little bit confusing for you watching the shows, or are you able to separate out one company from the other?
Oh, I've been able to separate the companies from each other, yeah. But the wrestlers and I know each other very well. I give them a lot of hell at the wrestling events, but they know me. They know I'm good with them outside of the wrestling events.
You said to us last time you were on that your goal is to become a professional wrestler. Have you been getting advice from the wrestlers in Indianapolis about how to proceed from that?
Well, yeah, I've been talking. I've actually been trying to get advice from as many people as I could whenever I get a chance to talk to them. I remember I'm asking Indiana's hardcore icon Easy Cruz once. He just said run a lot, and that's basically been what a lot of people are saying. Like, you guys said that, too. I know Claudio gets in it. Cutter said that, like when I talked to him, he said I should just wait till I'm 18 because the body's doing more stuff at 18 than it is at 17.
That is true. The body's still growing at that age for the most part. Have you been trying to research exercise programs and diet programs and get a little bit of a head start for when you do start professional wrestling training?
Yeah, I've been running a little bit each day. And I've been helping set up with Rob Kincaid about the I've been helping him set up his events for the NWA. I try to help out the promotions as much as I can, you know, try to pay my dues.
That's very important in the wrestling business.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us a little bit how you came to be someone that helps out at the NWA Circle City events? What led you to being someone Rob Kincaid uses to set his shows up?
I just asked him if he might need help. I'm setting up, and he said yes, and I just been helping setting up. I've asked WCWO if they need help tearing down, because I'm not there when they set up, but they always say they got it. I try to help anywhere I go, really, if I can.
Speaking of WCWO, it's been kind of a crazy summer already there. Lots of things going on. One of the things that's happened recently, the return of Joseph Schwartz. What do you think about Joseph Schwartz returning to WCWO?
I'm more of a Corporal Robinson guy, you know. But yeah, he can put on a pretty good show. Partner Thunder Kitty have been very controversial since they came back.
That they have. And Corporal Robinson, of course, in a pretty big feud with Joseph Schwartz in many different companies all over the Midwest, from Michigan down to Kentucky. What do you think of the two of them feuding like that and having quite a bit of animosity towards one another?
Well, from a fan's perspective, you know, I'm always booing Schwartz, and I'm going for Corp because that's my guy. But on a super fan, perspective, I actually respect both of them because they actually do a hell of a job doing that. One of the best views I've seen personally.
Another fairly recent development there at the Outlaw Arena is TJ Kemp grabbing that brass ring recently. What do you think of TJ Kemp's recent success?
I thought it was overdue, personally. I mean, I've seen him back when he was teaming with Joey Owens as TKO. I will admit, like, the way he did it, I didn't think he would win, like, two times in a row as a best of three series, because they usually have it three times. But that's the only reason why I didn't think he was going to win it on the second, because they usually have it go all the way. But, you know, I congratulate him. He's held titles in other companies, too. I'm thinking he's the HPW heavyweight champion. Or no, not HPW. I think he might, no, I'm sorry, New Era champion.
Yeah, New Era is right. He is a former HPW champion, though. He's held titles in a lot of places.
He's a cool guy.
Some would say he's too cool.
That or he's too cruel, the evil side. But, you know.
We talked a little bit before when you were here last about TJ's son as well as JKO's son getting into the business and becoming professional wrestlers. They've actually been wrestling now for close to 3 years. What do you think of their progress so far in the wrestling business?
Well, I've always seen Jonathan Owens as maybe the face of the next generation. But every face needs this Joker. Like, every Batman needs this Joker, and I think that would be Sean's part. I think he's the good bad guy for that.
Absolutely. They've been tearing it up out there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at
that pretty
this
good.
Point in time, my co-host QT is standing by, and I know he has some questions too, so I'm going to give things over to QT.
All right.
Oh, QT has dropped the call, so we'll wait for him to call back in and before I get over to him. But one of the things that is also happening there at WCWO is, as we reference the return of Corporal Robinson, he has been in the company off and on for a long time. What do you think of Corporal Robinson returning? Did you think that was a pretty big deal when he did come back recently?
Heck yeah. I think every company needs his crazy guys. And Joseph Schwartz and Corporal Robinson would be, like, the crazy guys. And I'm not saying that to be, you know, rude. I'm saying it as a good thing. I mean, I've always been a fan of deathmatch wrestling. And it takes a lot of guts to get into deathmatch wrestling.
That it does. Well, QT is back, so I am now going to give things over to him for a bit.
Hi. Well, thank you, Sunday. Hello, Alex.
Hey.
Alex, are you going to be a senior this fall in high school? There's been some debate about that.
I am a senior now. High school for me just started, like, last week.
Oh,
very early.
Oh, I didn't know that they started school that early.
Well, I went to Irvington Preparatory, so they're different from other schools. You know, there's those different ones.
Oh, okay. Can I have the name of your high school and what the mascot is?
It's Irvington Preparatory High School.
Oh, okay.
And the mascot is Ravens, I think.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, now have you filled out any applications for college? It's been long said on Turnbuckle Turmoil that the correct college path can lay the foundation for a successful pro wrestling career. Have you started filling out college applications?
Not yet. I'm thinking I might go to IUPUI and maybe for game design.
Oh, game design. Okay. All right. Very good. All right. Now, Alex, I had a brief stop when I flew out to Indiana and visited Indiana for the first time. I had a brief stop at the Outlaw Arena. I made the mistake of stopping in at the Shell Oil Lucas Stadium and thinking that was probably where they were holding the Outlaw Arena event that night.
Mm-hmm.
I aimed high and had to settle kind of low. I finally found the Outlaw Arena, and I was only there for a couple matches, although I saw Hillbilly Jed in action. Do they serve food at the Outlaw Arena?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, okay. I must have been there on my only night when they weren't serving food, or maybe I was too late. Yes.
Yeah, sometimes they go now, I think.
All right. Well, what's your favorite food that they serve at the Outlaw Arena?
I like that nachos and cheese.
Ooh, very nice. Nachos and cheese. Okay. Now, I hear Steve Bragg, his favorite food at the Outlaw Arena is pretzel and cheese. Am I correct?
I don't know if they've subbed that down there, but I think the fans have been asking for pretzels.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you should put in a good word for Steve Bragg and do him a favor and try to get pretzels and cheese. Yes. All right. Now, have you set up a backyard wrestling ring since the last time we talked? Backyard wrestling ring.
No, I wouldn't. I don't have enough room out here where I'm at. We're moving soon, though. Hopefully, I'll have a big enough yard.
Oh, okay.
Believe me, I've always wanted a backyard wrestling ring.
Yes. Well, you know, technically, all you need is like a... Maybe you, for Christmas, you can have your parents spring for a couple sheets of foam rubber. All you need is a little bit of foam rubber to break the fall. Yes.
Hmm. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, Alex, do you plan on turning out for your school's wrestling team this fall or winter?
I'm not sure because I've always been more of the pro wrestling instead of the high school wrestling.
Okay, very good. I can tell you that freestyle wrestling, a lot of your wrestlers started out and have raved to Turnbuckle Turmoil how well collegiate style wrestling or even Greco-Roman laid a solid foundation for the professional wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to turn out for your high school wrestling and you didn't gain a lot of weight until then, about what weight would you be wrestling at?
Probably featherweight.
Oh, okay, featherweight, all right. Well, now they don't really have featherweight and like cruiserweight and middleweight and welterweight at the high school wrestling. They just go by pounds. However, featherweight, bearing in mind that Ronda Rousey, the current MMA fighter, champ, Ronda Rousey is classified herself as a featherweight, and their limit in that class is 135. I'm going to guess you go about 126.
Maybe.
Oh, okay. 126, okay. Let me write that down. Maybe 126. This
yeah,
is
maybe.
Very important. I write this down in our Turnbuckle Turmoil logbook. All right, 126. Okay. Now, let's see. I believe also in professional boxing, 126 would be what they call maybe super bantamweight. Super bantamweight. You can keep that in mind. Bantamweight. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, Alex, Your last name is McFarland. Are you of Scottish heritage?
Not that I know of. I think it was actually supposed to be Irish. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Irish. Okay. What did you think about the death and passing of Rowdy Roddy Piper, who is Scottish somewhat?
I'm still not over that. I mean, when I first wanted to get in the ring, I wanted my nickname to be like a King of Controversy thing. But he is the real King of Controversy. Not everybody can say that they've smashed records over Starry's head, a singing Starry's head, or a coconut over Jimmy Superfly's head.
Yes, yes. All right, now would Roddy Piper be in the top five of your favorite all-time wrestlers?
He is my idol. He'd probably be like number one-ish, depending on certain, depending on what it's like ranked on, like the certain criteria.
Wow, all right. Were you a big fan of his rock and wrestling cartoon, his cartoon character that he played?
I have not seen it.
Sangay, am I saying that right? Rock and wrestling cartoon?
Hulk Hogan's Rock and Wrestling.
Yes.
Yeah, I have not seen that. I mean, I've seen it that it was on the WWE Network. I just didn't get a chance to watch it.
Oh, all right. You might want to check that out. Okay. Roddy Piper does have an appearance on there. Okay. All right.
Yep.
Well, could you name out the four remaining wrestlers, in your opinion, that round out your top five?
Stone Cold, Steve Austin, Shawn Michaels, Edge, and CM Punk, with The Rock being a close sixth.
Wow. All right. Solid choices. What do you think about Stone Cold's reality show, where he puts his people through kind of like a boot camp to get in shape? Have you seen that?
I've seen bits and pieces of it. I've never seen the actual full episode.
I see. Do you yourself hope to have a reality show someday?
Nah, I'd prefer to stick to wrestling. Wrestling is my passion.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Now, Alex, it's very important that a wrestler have a good entrance music for their theme. Have you thought down the road what your entrance music might be?
Maybe Down with the Sickness by Disturbed.
Oh, Disturbed, yes. Okay.
Coins Coming Undone, or now that I've been thinking about this one more recently, Hell's Bells by AC/DC.
Ooh, Hell's Bells, okay. When was the first time you heard Hell's Bells?
I don't know, I was pretty young.
Oh, okay.
I've always been that rock star.
Oh, all right. Okay. Well, now, do you have a pen and paper ready? I'm going to suggest that you look up some of these songs and put down QT's suggestions and get back to especially Sign Guy and see what you think for your entrance music. All right. How about I'm going to suggest TV Party by Black Flag.
Black Flag. What was the name?
TV. The song is named TV Party by Black Flag.
All right.
Another one, Cherry Bomb by Joan Jett.
All right.
Now, when you look at that YouTube video, she was with a band called The Runaways, and she was a teenager just like you. Yes.
All right.
Okay. She was very young. Okay. In the 70s. Yeah. Okay. Hand of Doom by Black Sabbath.
No, I might like that one.
Oh, really? Are you a Sabbath fan?
Yeah, I like that Iron Man song.
Oh yeah, okay, Iron Man, very good. All right. Let's see now. That's Hand of assume. All right, here's one. Back in the Saddle by Aerosmith.
Mm-hmm. That's another good band.
Yes, yes. I'm kind of leaning toward Back in the Saddle for your entrance music. Okay.
All right.
Well, I think that's about it that I can think of. Let me see now. How about ZZ Top? Nope, no ZZ Top. I mean, speaking of which, have you ever seen ZZ Top in concert?
Not live, no, but I've heard some of his songs, like Bad to the Bone.
Bad to the Bone. I think that was, no, that was George Thorogood.
Was it? It sounded
yes.
The same as something else on ZZ Top. I don't know. All right.
Oh, okay.
I've heard something of his. I just don't remember what the name was then.
Okay. I know that TV dinners would make a lousy entrance music. Yes. Okay. All right. Well, now, sometimes on Turnbuckle Turmoil, we play a game called Word Association. And it's kind of like you're going to a psychiatrist's office. I'm going to name a wrestler, and you're going to say the first thing that pops into your head. Are you ready to play this game?
Yep.
All right. How about Hillbilly Jed?
Lighthearted, I guess.
All right. The Soul Shooters.
Popular.
Popular, okay. Tom Van Zandt.
Cocky.
TJ Kemp.
Crazy.
Troy Van Zandt.
He's kind of cool.
Okay. Fiji Wildman.
Fiji Wildman. Crazy.
Crazy, okay. Steve Bragg.
I don't remember who that is.
Stompin' Steve.
Oh, Stompin' Steve?
Yes.
I haven't seen him live then. I've heard of
you
him.
You haven't?
No.
Oh, all right.
I've heard of him.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, there's someone you could look up on the internet. Okay. Well, at this time, I'm going to turn it back over to Sign Guy.
All right.
Thank you, QT. Well, Alex says, someone who is considering going into a professional wrestling career, obviously in wrestling, people get hurt sometimes. You've seen injuries at the Outlaw Arena in the past.
Yep.
Just recently on television, John Cena had a shattered nose.
Yeah, I seen that.
Are you prepared in your mind right now for the type of physicality that wrestling takes?
Mindset, yes. I've seen that stuff live, and it doesn't scare me one bit.
All right. That's a good attitude to have if you're going to get in there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like we said, there's been some injuries there at the Outlaw Arena before. What, in your opinion, was the worst injury that you saw?
Well, the one that comes to my mind was back in Nate Stone versus, I think it was last year. It was a while ago, but it was back when Nate Stone was teaming with Jay Maddox, and they had Jay Maddox versus PG Wildman. Nate Stone goes in for the interference, kicks him in the head with something referee seen. He gets a concussion. That's the one that comes to mind.
Mm-mm. Now, concussion's something that has been in the news in the last few years, not only in wrestling, but in the mainstream media as well. We're learning a lot more about concussions right now. WWE even has helmets for their trainees to wear during training just to protect against concussions. Do you think that there's anything that should be done for the independent companies as far as wrestlers that are suspected of having a concussion?
I think they, if they think they have a concussion, they should just go check it out with the doctor. In terms of some like special things done for companies, they don't have enough money to pay for things. And I personally think that you know what could happen when you get in the ring. Otherwise, you wouldn't do it. I mean, I know I could get a concussion. I've heard of people die in the ring, kind of like one of the Mexican stars a long time ago with Rey Mysterio. Apparently, they were suing or somebody that died because of the wrestling was suing. Well, honestly, if I died in a wrestling ring, at least I died happy. I don't want anybody suing over it. Accidents happen.
That they do. Indianapolis, they had a long, long tradition of professional wrestling. It goes back way before you were born, even back into the 1950s. Dick the Bruiser was one of the most famous wrestlers in the world, and he was based in Indianapolis, and he wrestled there for decades. Have you talked to people that used to go to wrestling back when Dick the Bruiser was running? Have you been educated on the history of wrestling in Indianapolis?
I always knew about Dick the Bruiser. Some of the smaller guys you never know. You might never know, but Dick the Bruiser, I've already knew a lot about him. Yep. Apparently, when one of the people that go to the WCWO was young, and they were watching the TV, and Dick Bruiser came out. He would always run. He would always hide.
Not very surprising. He was a scary man.
Mm-hmm.
Now, someone that has experience in Dick the Bruiser's organization that occasionally will pop up in WCWO is Bobo Brazil Jr. What do you think about Bobo Jr. when he makes his appearances for the WCWO and or the NWA in Indianapolis?
I've seen him maybe once or twice. He's a cool dude. The most famous one I remember of him was against Don Basher, but that was like in 2010. Because the only place I used to know back then was Rob Kincaid's other Frontier Elite Wrestling. And I've seen those two wrestle then. I didn't know about WCWO or any other organization back then. So that was the only place I would go. But I always thought he was a cool guy.
Bobo has wrestled literally all over the world. He's wrestled in several different countries in his long career. When you yourself start out wrestling, is a goal of yours to work in a foreign country like Japan or Mexico?
I would like to go to Japan, mainly because they're famous for like their hardcore wrestling, like death matches. But only if I had a chance to take my family there. I've told people on Facebook that I would probably never go to the WWE just because I wouldn't have time for family.
It is a tough life for someone with a family.
Yeah. And besides, I've always liked the independence better anyway.
Now, since there are a lot of wrestlers from Japan that have been coming over to the United States in the past few months, and there's always a chance you could end up wrestling in Japan, have you considered taking Japanese language courses to help you out in those situations?
I haven't. The schools I've gone to haven't had Japanese as a course, but I would love to take it. Even if I don't go to Japan, it will help me understand what the commentators are saying when I'm watching some famous matches like Big Van Vader's when he got his eye gouged out.
That is true. Now, this last year, New Japan Pro Wrestling has a TV show that is appearing in the United States on Access TV. Were you able to watch any of the New Japan shows that aired here in the United States?
I haven't had time yet, but I'm hoping maybe someday I will, because I've always been a fan of their hardcore style. They've been known kind of like ECW and CZW. They've been known to have certain death matches. Some I've heard which are illegal in the United States.
That's true. Looking at the future, when you get into the professional wrestling business, would tag team wrestling be something you'd be interested in?
Maybe. Yeah. Because I've always been a fan of wrestling, sometimes I've created my own storylines. I've always thought of, like, maybe being like the leader of the next DX or the next Bullet Club. Back in middle school, I used to have a friend that loved wrestling almost as much as I did, if not more. And we used to have our own little stable there.
Now, what qualities would you want out of a tag team partner? Would it have to be someone of a certain size or someone that wrestled in a certain style?
The main quality that I would have in a tag team partner, and really it would not just be tag team, I would like a whole stable of them, but I would like to lead a revolution of some of the most hardest working people that actually have passion for the business. That's the one thing I want. If you are passionate as me, we're good to go. Also, as a bonus, I would like somebody with a light sense of humor, like Shawn Michaels used to have.
Do you have a name for this future faction that you're planning?
I'm thinking, as long as it's not taken yet, maybe the Angels of Devastation.
Ooh. I've not heard of the Agents of Devastation, so you stand a chance there at it being up for grabs.
Yep. If not, I'll come up with something else.
How mad would you be if someone in NWA Circle City or WCWO was listening to this and they snatched that name from you and came up with that faction in the next couple of weeks?
Yeah.
I honestly wouldn't be that mad at all. I mean, wrestling is just wrestling. Like, it's all for fun. As long as it's a good faction, they can have the names. I mean, names are just names, too. You know.
Have you ever given thought, potentially, of being a masked wrestler and wrestling under the mask, which is a tradition that dates back many, many years as well.
Yeah, I believe they started that in Mexico, didn't they? But I don't think I would do a mask wrestling thing, because I want to be one of those guys. I want to be like at the top of the top before I'm done with wrestling. I want to like be one of the best people that can actually talk, because you know those people are the ones that go the farthest. Like The Rock, that's probably how he got up there the most. He talked the talk. He made people want to buy tickets. And that's why that's the type of wrestler I want to be, the one that can talk a lot and have people buy their tickets.
Well, I believe QT might have a few more questions at this point, so I'm going to give things back to QT for a bit.
All right.
Yeah, Alex, You were saying that you might be interested in tag team, being a member of a tag team. Were you a big fan of the Natural Disasters?
I don't remember them.
Tugboat and Typhoon?
Yeah, I don't think I've heard of them.
Oh, I will.
I've heard of like people like Legion of Doom, though.
Oh, all right. Okay. Well, now, in addition to looking up TV Party by Black Flag, Cherry Bomb by Joan Jett, Hand of Doom by Black Sabbath, you look up the Natural Disasters on YouTube.
All right.
They're very good. How about the Heart Foundation?
The Heart Foundation, they were pretty good. Yeah, I went...
Oh, well, now who did you have an edge? Did you like Jim the Anvil Neidhart a little bit better than Bret Hart?
I don't think I'd have I had a preference.
Okay, how about the Midnight Rockers with Marty Giannetti and Shawn Michaels?
They were cool too. Shawn Michaels was, that's how he started out in the WWE, right?
Oh, yeah, I think so, yes. Well, how about today, how about the Bella Twins of today?
I'm more of a Paige guy.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, I just always like the emo look on them.
Wow, all right, okay. Well, you know, Canada has produced a huge amount of professional wrestling talent. Is it your hope to one day to wrestle in Canada, perhaps?
I wouldn't mind going to Canada, like maybe for an independent show. It would be cool to wrestle down there, up there, I mean.
Oh, all right.
My only thing about wrestling... in other places, is I want to bring my family.
Okay, all right.
It doesn't matter where I go, as long as I have my family.
Well, now you're still pretty young. How big of a family are you planning to have?
I don't know.
Oh. So
not
you hope
yet.
To have a son or daughter follow in your professional wrestling footsteps?
Maybe.
Okay, all right.
Maybe both, for all we know.
Well, now, Alex, what happens if somehow wrestling doesn't turn out in that first year or so quite as much as you expected? Would you take a chance at refereeing?
I would try to do something like in the storylines. I'd probably be a manager, though, before I'm a referee, just because they have more talking in, like they just have more part of it.
All right, how about a WWE script writer or behind the scenes, working behind the scenes?
I could do script writing.
Oh, okay.
Heck, if they wanted me to, like, at WCWO, I might just write some scripts for them.
Okay.
Or other places.
Well, yeah, you know, a lot of Stephanie McMahon kind of remains behind the scenes quite a bit, running the day-to-day operations. How about operations manager for WWE?
I don't think I would go that far behind the scenes. I always wanted to be involved some other way. Like, I've always wanted to be involved with the storylines, I guess.
All right. Are you pretty good at English and story writing?
Somewhat. I'm better at typing than regular writing, but yeah. I write stories all the time.
Now, typing, now that's kind of a misnomer. You've never actually typed on an actual typewriter, have you?
True. Well, I've seen an actual typewriter, but no. I guess that is a misleader.
Oh.
What am I supposed to say? Computing?
Oh, now you see, I wrote that down. I said, mention to Alex a typewriter. I took a typewriting course in high school when I was a senior. Yes.
Yep.
I was amazed that that you were entering your senior year. And when I was entering my senior year, typewriting was offered in high school. And we also had, of course, black and white TVs, but you had to get up and change the channel.
They had a quest for changing the channel?
Yes, there were no channel changers when I was a senior in high school.
Ow, that sucks.
Yeah, it does. Well, we did have one, but it was called Your Brother. If you asked him, <honestly. laughs> Yes, and Alex, I'm afraid there were no cell phones. We only had rotary phones, and you had to dial the number with your index finger. Yes.
I've seen those, yep. I could never, they were always complicated, but I've seen them.
Well, yeah, they're not that complicated. And then sometimes we'd have to, in my senior year, we sometimes used a rotary phone, and we talked to our friends and said, I'll meet you down at the corner in about 15 minutes. I'm loading up my car with leaded gasoline. We had leaded gasoline then, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And Wayne Gretzky was breaking into the league in his rookie year when I was a senior, yes.
Isn't that guy, isn't he supposed to be trying to get into NXT with Mojo Riley? I know somebody is.
Oh, wow. I don't think Wayne Gretzky is.
I know Mojo Riley has a friend in the NFL.
Wow.
Like,
okay.
Yeah. I'll have to look it up. But.
Okay. All right, and here's someone I forgot to ask you on word association. How about Lila Lodge?
I don't think I've seen her. I've heard of her, but I don't think I've seen her.
Okay, have you ever seen Dash Venture?
Nope.
Oh.
I've heard
okay.
of him again, but never actually got a chance to see him.
Oh, all right. Well, when was the last HPW event you went to?
I have not been able to make my way down there to HPW yet, but I'm trying to soon.
Oh, okay. That's a little bit far away, huh?
Yeah, kind of.
All right.
It just depends on how much time I would have during the weekend.
Okay. Well, here's a question. Did you have a summer job this past summer?
Not yet. I'm still looking for one out there, but I haven't been able to get one yet.
Oh, okay. I'm just hoping that you'll get a car so you can travel to Hoosier Pro Wrestling and maybe see Lila Lodge or Dash Venture.
I've heard a lot about Hoosier Pro Wrestling, but yeah.
I think if you did happen to see Lila Lodge at Hoosier Pro Wrestling, I think you'd agree that she has all the attributes that you'd want in a female if she was your tag team partner. Yes.
Maybe.
And if you do get a car and you do happen to go out to Hoosier Pro Wrestling and see Lila, can you tell her she owes QT Votes a donut?
Why?
Because she does. Yes. She welched off on a bet. When I last saw her in the Pacific Northwest, we made a bet. I'm not going to say what this bet was, but she lost, and she welched out on the donut. Yes. Yes. She did. So if you could just remind her, that'd be great. Yes.
All right.
Okay, well, I'll turn it back over to the sign guy now. Yes.
Thank you, QT. Well, Alex, as you prepare to embark in a professional wrestling training, what's your diet been like? Have you been trying to diet properly so you can be prepared once you do train?
I've been trying to gain a lot of weight. I just have so much high metabolism.
Have you been incorporating quite a bit of protein in the diet, trying to get a little bit of a help to your system?
Yeah.
Now, talking about the national scene for just a little bit, Lucha Underground just finished their first season last night with Ultima Lucha. Have you had an opportunity to watch much of the Lucha Underground product?
No, but like I said, I've been trying to watch things as much as I can, do my research on them, you know. I've heard a lot about Lucha Underground.
I recommend it. It's a great promotion. Do you see any shows out there right now that are a little bit bigger that you would recommend to people that may not enjoy what WWE is doing?
Well, for the ones that don't enjoy WWE, I understand why. Because I've never liked it. In recent years, I haven't liked WWE as much as, like, the 1990s version of it, like the late 1990s. But for those that don't like the WWE, my main suggestion is just to go support the independents. I think I've seen a couple of Ring of Honors. I've seen one episode of the Fight Network's House of Hardcore series of Tommy Dreamer's promotion. That was pretty cool. But yeah, basically, the independents are pretty good. That's my main suggestion.
Now, if you were to ever start your own company, looking at everyone that is in the independents right now, who are the first five people that you would want to hire for your company?
That's pretty tough, because I would like to hire a lot of them. Ace Perry's pretty good. I've always been a Court fan. Parental Advisory, I've got to say it to them. Sean Sweet and Jack Prozac, they haven't they're good at what they do. And maybe five would be a tie between Itch Weida and Jed, or Joey Owens and TJ Kemp.
All right.
There's just too many out there to pick.
Now, for this company that could possibly start sometime down the road, you would also need a couple of referees to officiate the matches. Who are a couple of referees that you've seen that you think would be the ones you would first want to hire?
I've seen one. Apparently his name is Toby Lee. I seen him on Sunday, this past NWA event. He's actually pretty cool. I think I've agreed with most of his calls. But for the heel referee, I'd probably say Tommy Two Shoes. I don't really know. It's tough. I mean, I know everybody needs referees, but I've never looked at like refereeing as a hard job.
A lot of promoters think that at first, and then when they have bad referees, they instantly think of how important it is to have very good referees.
How about ring announcer?
I don't know. NWA Sucker City Wrestling has, I think he was performing, he was with ESPN, Jimmy Jam. He's a pretty cool guy to work with. I might hire him.
Well, Alex, we got just a few minutes left of the show, so I want to give you that time. If there's anything you'd like to say to the people wrestling, or the fans, or anybody else for that matter, the floor is all yours.
All right, to the fans, stay with the independents because they're the best. To the wrestlers, Thank you guys for because you guys are the people that make this show what it is. A lot of people don't actually respect the Hills, but I do. Hills and Faces. We might argue that inside the show, but outside, we'd be cool buddies. I think that's about it.
All right. Well, Alex, thank you very much for being on the show today. Always a pleasure to have you on, and best of luck to you as you wrap up your high school career and hopefully embark in a career of professional wrestling.
Yep.
And get a car.
We'll be back with you tomorrow afternoon. Zane Riley will be with us as our guest, so make sure you tune in tomorrow, and we'll talk to you then.